Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get connected to somebody who's staying at home right now, Jim Colony. He's not far from me. Jim, what do you say about two and a half miles as the crow flies, maybe?
Yeah, I guess you could walk on over and do some business if you were so inclined. Just don't stop by at 0, 20, or 40.
Yes, right, because you're trapping out of your house. No, we, you know, people have asked because the technology doesn't allow really to have three guys all tied in all the time unless you're on your phone the whole time, and it gets a little crazy and squirrely, and we don't want to drop off and all of that. So people have said, we want more Jim on the show. We want more Jim on the show. So I looked down at this thing, and I said, we got to devote a whole segment, and then we'll get back to you in the 9 o'clock hour to okay. talk about your baseball situation at about 9:33, this thing that you wrote. Quite simply, what have you been doing? Have you been lonely? What's your schedule look like in the morning?
I just kind of sit here by myself, eat some cereal. And I do. I know people are disappointed. I actually eat breakfast at breakfast now, which I know is disappointing to some people. But I've also found that we're going through, and I'm trying not to be like that guy that goes to the store all the time to get like milk and Cheerios and stuff like that. But I think later today I'm going to have to go to the store and get some milk and Cheerios because I am going through it too quickly.
What has caused this, Jim? What has caused the shift to breakfast for breakfast rather than the leftovers for breakfast?
Well, because it's easy. I mean, since I'm at home, you know, like to bring cereal to work, you know, you'd have to bring some milk. You'd have to bring, you know, just a bunch of stuff. And it's easier just to bring a leftover whatever in a casserole dish to bring it to the station. You know, so breakfast, if you want to do it upright, which is, you know, you got to have cereal. In my case, I like Cheerios. And then I like to have it with fresh fruit as well. And today I splurged. I had both, like I cut up a small banana and also some blueberries. You know, that to me, I mean, Cheerios by itself and some cereals are okay by themselves. But, you know, I'm not going to eat like Fruity Pebbles or whatever. I can't think of another name of a fruity cereal. Kicks are for kid, you know. In other words, we're not going to eat any of those things. We got some Special K and we got Cheerios. And
right.
So those
you like your cereal bland, Jim, is what you're saying. You like your cereal plain and tasteless.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right. Like I said yesterday, I like Life cereal. Do you enjoy Life cereal?
Hey, Mikey. Yeah. Jamie Dixon was in a Life cereal commercial back in the day.
Let's see. Do you get up? Let me ask you this. When you wake up, Jim, do you shower and get changed, or do you just kind of leave your clothes on pretty much for the duration of the day?
Absolutely not. No, it's just all PJs. And then sometime around, excuse me, I coughed into my elbow there. I want the record to show that I'll change into gym shorts probably here. What is it? It's not even 7 o'clock yet. Probably like around sometime between 8 and 9. I'll go upstairs, brush my teeth, and get dressed such as it is. But it's just, of course, a lot of times I just wear gym shorts and a T-shirt to the station anyway, since we are radio. So a lot of things haven't changed. I heard you guys talking earlier, and the one thing that I've fully taken advantage of is the extra half hour of sleep. And so I can actually get up at 3:30 and kind of get stuff out of the way and then get started actually in, quote-unquote, working at 4, which is probably about 10 minutes earlier than I usually would start if I drive into the station. So I'm definitely taking advantage, although I got screwed up today because Linda is on an early shift And so she actually got up before I did.
Producer Matt on that early, early show. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I did want to mention something. Like, you know, you're asking, like, what people are doing and so forth. So over the weekend, I think Sunday, we were hoping that it wasn't going to be raining anymore and that there'd be some kind of a sunrise. And so we get up early anyway, and we drove into town and went to the West End Overlook, figuring that, you know, it might come up really pink with the clouds and everything, but it was too overcast for anything. So it wasn't a really good sunrise, and even down from the West End Bridge. But now what, they closed the overlooks? I saw this. To try to keep people from, you know, getting too close. I can guarantee you that when we were up at the West End Overlook Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, that we kept our social distance because there was nobody else there. So I don't know. It's just kind of weird where places you would think you should be able to go, they have to keep people away.
Interesting. Why would you? So you woke up and you drove downtown. Did you take any pictures?
Yes.
I didn't see them on social media.
Linda did. I didn't take any and post them. Like I said, they didn't come out all that great.
Oh, well, thank you for not posting them, I guess. So what else you got going on? I mean, you calling some friends around. Yeah, that's it. Just kind of.
Yeah, I did notice, by the way, even though I've never even heard that term trapping. I was able to figure out what you were talking about.
Urban Dictionary, Jim. Did you go to the Urban Dictionary?
No. I did for something else. And it wasn't one of those. It was actually something else. It turned out to be a political term that I had never heard. But at any rate, I have noticed an increase in foot traffic by our house. There are a lot more people walking around, and we're two of them. You know, we'll go out for walks now in the neighborhood, basically because it's been too wet to ride our bikes.
Oh, well, so are you trapping?
It's easier to make a drop that way too.
Right. Are you trapping out of your house or not?
I don't know, but I would expect to see a Northern Regional cruiser come up and down the street just based on our conversation. But no. There's nothing to trap. I mean, what, deer in the backyard? About it. A couple of bunnies.
Sure.
Is that what you're calling them now?
Yes.
Bunnies? Goodness.
Is that code for something too?
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know, Jim. Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I did see, you know, walking through the neighborhood, I did happen to see like a stake in the ground from one of the, you know, like the lawn services. There's a dude called the Weed Man, apparently.
Is he on your turf, Jim? Is this going to create an issue?
It's a good thing we don't engage him, because then that would arouse suspicions with the, you know, with my trapping game or whatever you're calling it. I was thinking it was my old buddy Fubar, that would be a good name for his business, but still haven't heard from him, you know, in 40 years.
Certainly. Well, take it easy. We'll talk to you in a few hours. We want to find out. There's a great piece that you had written that's out there that people are really interested in this morning that we're going to get you more interested in the 9 o'clock hour. We thank you, Jim. Go back to your Cheerios with a bunch of fruit in it and stay in your pajamas. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Yeah.
See you, Jim.
He's got to get to the front door. Somebody's knocked. Three knocks at the front door at Jim's house.
Let me tell you about this fool they called a weed man who I saw working in the neighborhood.
Jim loves playing dumb. So Jim is trapping at his house if you need to stop.
Plausible
by
deniability.
Morning.
It's all about plausible deniability.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.